Okay, ready. The Shabbos Mitzvah Lane Parshas Naso, the longest single sedra in all Torah. And snuck in the middle are a few famous psukim, which comprise what we know as Birkas Kohanim. So in the paragraph, in the first source, paragraph starting in Pasuk Chaf Beis, by the Vesha Vashman Lemor, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Dover Arm, Ibn of Lemor, Kos, the Rochus Meso, Amor Lehem. Such or thus shall you bless the Jewish people, say to them, Pasuk Chaf Dalad, Yerecha, Hashem, Yishmerecha, Chafer, Yor, Hashem, Panam, Adach, Lichmanekra, Chafot, Yisro, Hashem, Panam, Adach, Tisim, Hashom. You don't know the Sukkah, especially just having the popular Shavuos. Earlier this week, we heard the Kohanim recited on Shavuos. And Pasuk Chaf Zayin, the concluding the Pasuk of this section, the Soma, Shmuel, Bnei Yisrael, and Yavachim. So it seems to be a mitzvah that the Torah presents upon the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people using these three Sukkim, Recha Hashem Shmurecha, Yor Hashem Panam Adach Lichonecha, Yisra Hashem Panam Adach Lichonecha, Yisra Hashem Panam Adach Lichonecha. The Chor, this is a standalone mitzvah. If you look in the Sefer on mitzvahs of the Rambam, mitzvahs of the Chavav, so number two, the Rambam writes on mitzvah Chavav, he should mitzvah ha-kohanim levarach as Yisrael v'hoyom. There's a mitzvah upon the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people daily. The Rambam is a general rule when the Torah presents the mitzvah, it doesn't give any details as to when and how often, assumes it means once a day every day, unless otherwise indicated. That's the Rambam holds. So he says a mitzvah once a day every day. So, that's the question is upon us, the Ashkenazim. We Ashkenazim, the only Duchal Adyantis. We refer to Berachas Kohanim as several different nicknames. Yeah, and the Sfaradim here do it every day also. And the question is not on them, it's on us. based on this. So this, the Berachas Kohanim is referred to by different nicknames. It's called Berachas Kohanim, it's also sometimes called Netzias Kapayim, which means the raising of the hands, because the Kohanim raises the hands when they recite the Berachas. In the Yiddish, and I guess now in English, we say Duchening. That's just the slang. The word duchan is a platform. They arrived, the Kohanim go up on a platform. They're all up to a duchan. So it became known as duchanim. But anyway, so whatever you call it, the Rambam says the mitzvah to bless the Jewish people every day. And so on. So the Rambam counts it as an independent mitzvah upon the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people daily. Likewise, the Sefer HaChinuch here in our Sefer Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, mitzvah Berachos Kohanim Chol Yom. And he writes, the root of this mitzvah is because his great goodness wants to bestow upon his people, the Jewish people, the blessings through the medium, so to speak, of those who serve him, who are chonim tamid beis Hashem, the Kohanim, who are in the house of Hashem and the beis Hamikdash all the time, the chol machshav tam davkav. Dovka Bavodoso, they cleave to his service and Ashram Kshur B'yosu Kalayom. They're in fear of God all day because they're in the Beis HaMikdash. So these are the people you want to live in the Bracha. Then later on at the end of this passage, say Sefer HaChinuch Light, the last paragraph here, number three, the Nohegas Mitzvazul B'chol Makom. This mitzvah applies everywhere. It's not limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the Chol's mind at all times, not limited to only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's not limited only to Eretz Yisrael. It applies everywhere. Ki Aleha Mitzvazul, Avarchas Yisrael. This mitzvah is incumbent upon the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. Then he says, U'v'shachris, u'v'mutzaf, u'v'ne'ila, chayavim avarcham. This mitzvah takes place during Shachris, during Musaf, on days when we have Musaf, like Yantif, and on days when we have Ne'ila, which perhaps is only in Kippur, Ne'ila as well, chayavim avarcham. Shachris and Musaf twice, yeah. Eretz Yisrael, that's how they do it. They do Shachris twice. And again, the Sfaradim today, also, in America and anywhere else also, they say, those who died twice, yeah, Shachris and Musaf, yeah, and three times in Kippur. There's a different problem in the Ila, because sometimes Ila is after dark, so it's a different issue, it's not my problem. But yeah, they'll do them twice a day, absolutely. Yeah, if you go to Israel for Shabbos, they go to shul, they have Berachas Kohanim, they have Berachas Kohanim, Shachris and Musaf, absolutely, yeah. And this mitzvah applies at all times. Mincha, we don't, the same thing goes on to say Mincha, because it's Mincha time, so that most people by Mincha have already eaten and perhaps drank as well. So the Kohanim may have had wine or something else, which is in the Shaker, and it makes you drunk or tipsy and so on and so forth. So for Mincha, we don't have Duchening, and even on a Tainus, when you don't have to worry that the Kohanim may have drank, but still, it's kind of like a low flow. Okay. Yeah, Tainus Sivo, when that's Mincha. We don't talk in the Mincha. I feel the Mincha Tainus goes to Mincha. Okay, it's a different discussion. Yeah.
It's on its own.
Okay, yeah. So
it's on its own when it's Ne'ilah.
Right, it actually goes on to explain. Right, because it used to be that Ne'ilah, I don't know what this is now, it used to be that on a regular, certain fast days, not just
the rain,
they would say Ne'ilah on a fast day for the rain, right? Not on a hard time of the people. And the question is, sometimes it was late in the day, so it would create a problem, you know, because it would confuse people. I don't think so. I think that's why they daven Ne'ilah so early. Yeah, that's why they daven Ne'ilah so early. I mean, on a regular fast day.
That's the Kaveiro.
Yeah, right. You mean on a regular time? That's what they probably
Kaveiro
do.
Kaveiro on Yom Kippur is only Ne'ilah because
right,
the Minchah they get mixed up.
Right. Right, it's regular. Anyway, so but my point now in calling attention to Sefer Chinuch here is the Sefer Chinuch draws a connection between Duchening and Davening, Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ilah. And he didn't make that up, but offhand the mitzvah exists on its own. And who says that Brichas Kohanim is connected? That's why I call the title of the shiur. Why is Brichas Kohanim connected to Tefillah? Who says that Brichas Kohanim is in Davening? Well, we look at during Davening. Yeah, well, why? I mean, why not say, I'll get 10 Jews together. We know from a different mission you require a minyan. Okay, so we'll make a minyan. We'll have the Kohanim on a regular at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Okay, so is it just a convenience issue or something more to it that it's Dafka done in Tefillah? That's what I'm going to explore this evening. That's the subject. Now, the Rambam, interestingly enough, entitled, and it feels that the connection is so strong that he entitles his section on Tefillah, and Rambam doesn't have a separate category or a separate section of Mishnah Torah called Hilchos Nesiyas Kefayim, Hilchos Kohanim. It's attached to Hilchos Tefillah. The full title of the season 4 is Hilchos Tefillah Unesiyas Kefayim. That's the full title. That's why, and his introduction, you're looking at the whole, it's called the Kosteris, the introduction, Hagdoma, Hilchos Tefillah Unesiyas Kefayim. The Rambam writes Hilchos Tefillah or Hilchos Tefillah Birkas Kohanim. I already told you it's interchangeable. He calls it Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkas Kohanim. One unit in the Rambam. Yesh Bechon, same mitzvah as I say. This unit, called Hilchos Tefillah and Birkas Kohanim, have two mitzvahs to say. Achat, Lavar Hashem B'chol Yom B'tefillah. One is to serve Hashem every day through Tefillah. Shniyah, Levar Kohanim, Mitzvah B'chol Yom. So the Rambam links them together. But it's not, it sounds like it's more than just convenience. Okay, the Rambam seems to say that Tefillah and Birkas Kohanim comprise one unit. Okay, and that's what he discusses. In fact, in number 5, you'll see Hilchos Tefillah, Mitzvah Kapayim, Perik Yudad, Halacha, where he starts talking about Duchni. You know, people say, "Oh, this Rambam is in Perik Yudal Hilchos Brichas Kohanim, Hilchos Nesiyas Kefayim." Wow, that's a lot of prakim in Nesiyas Kefayim. No, it doesn't start to Perik Yudal. Right, Chag and Purim, he has it together. It's the two prakim. Right, exactly. So it's because the Rambam combines certain things. The question why he did that there also, but here, Hilchos Nesiyas Kefayim begin with Perik Yudal. So Perik Yudal, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes in the 5. B'shachris b'musul in the ilah kohanim nosus kafein. Avu mincha ein nesiyas kafein. The nesha mincha kvar sadu kolam b'shem ha'shasu akon yayim b'shikar osu b'shikar kafein. Vafili b'yom tainis ein nosim kafein b'mincha gzera mincha tainis b'yom mincha koyom. Okay. But again, where does this come from? That it certainly doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash that Berachas Kohanim somehow, as we've seen so far, that Berachas Kohanim linked to Tefillah. So there is a Yerushalmi. In Masechet Tanya, the beginning of the fourth paragraph. Yeah. Right, you're saying it's a matter of convenience, but it seems. We can make a gathering. We can make a gathering. So let's, you know, theoretically, we can make a gathering. We'll get 10 people together in the office someplace. Oh, did you hear the kind of thing? Oh, no, okay, let's get 10 people. We'll get 10 people together. And the clients are doing it. One of the things, yeah. So
the coast of Baruch Hu may not be just, these are the words. But it's implying a context. Maybe.
So let's see. That's exactly what it is. That's from there. The Rizimans and Parashishmi. So take a look in source number 6, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Tainus. That's where the Mishnah mentions that there are certain times of the year. The Mishnah says, in the beginning of the Mishnah, you can duchen as many as 4 times a day, certain days. The Mishnah mentions Shachar, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Anyway, the Gemara there asks the Yerushalmi, Paragdalah, Aleph, in Yerushalmi of Tainus. B'yisos kapo v'al yispalo. Why can't you have Nesiyas Kefayim without davening? So you'll do it without davening. So Yerushalmi says, doesn't explain why, but here's the clause. Matzanu tefillah below Nesiyas Kefayim. We come across davening without Nesiyas Kefayim. You can have tefillah without davening. Below matzanu Nesiyas Kefayim below tefillah, but there is no such thing as Nesiyas Kefayim without tefillah. Doesn't say why. So that's Yerushalmi presents that rule over there at the beginning of the fourth paragraph. When I said the time is the carbon of Eda, says the question was in source 7, again, Tanis Paragal, Lisa Kabbal, Lisa Kabbal, he's follow. Clone, Minola Lamedek, Mestizu, he's following Dal, Dilma Nosen Katabalo, Tila. Right, maybe this should be to the Sikha Pine without you. Again, how it works out in the Dear Kavisha is not for us. But basically, that's the question. Same thing with Tre Moshe. Over there, it's worth saying, Bamai Kasami, Duma, Jesus, Kapo, Vaisala, Bamai Kasami, Barbara, Silas, Halal, Dafka, Shalom, Osama, but I haven't yet told us why. So hold over the next source for a second. There is a Pasuk, as the Mazitter mentioned, in Parsha Shmini. A Yikha Parak test Pasuk on the source, and we'll come back to this one. It says, "Vayisa Aaron es yodav elam vayvarchem vayered ma'asos achatas va'olav asbom." That's talking about when the Mishkan was put into operation for the first time, the dedication of Mishkan. The very first, the end of Parshas Tzav has that there was a 7-day preparation period when the Mishkan was completed. It's called the Shuvos Miluim. They 7 days they practiced, and then the 8th day, Vayi Vayom Hashmini. That's the Parshas Vayi Vayom Hashmini. The 8th day they put the Mishkan into operation for the first time. And it's part of the ceremony. And that day, it says in Vayikra Perek Tes Pasuk Vayis, Vayisa Aaron Es Yodav Elam Vayivarchem. Aaron raised his hands. See his kapayim. He raised his hands and he blessed the people. Vayered Na'asos Achatas Olav Hashem. He came down from offering the various different kapayim. Doesn't say in that pasuk what the bracha was. It says he blessed the people. So Rashi says in 7 section of Source 11, the Rashi in Parsha Shmini. Parakas Pasuk Vayis Vayivarchem. Birchas Kohanim, Yivarecha, Yoher Yisra. Rashi, even though, so now we have to figure out, huh?
He says,
we'll get back to that. But the point is that, that doesn't get loose, but the point is that he says, these are the three psukim, even though we have to figure out then why didn't the Torah there in Parsha Shmini mention the three psukim, Yivarecha, Yoher, and Yisra. So whatever the reason will be, that's what it's talking about in Parsha Shmini. Okay, by Pasuk Vayis. Vayivarchem says, Rashi, Birchas Kohanim, Yivarecha, Yoher, Yisra. And Vayered Malam is there. Fine. Now, the Yerushalmi, getting back to, so that doesn't answer our problem yet, but look now in source number 12, that's continued sugis on the next moment. The Vilna edition is on the base, but in that same Yerushalmi, Tainus Paragdala Lachalas, the Gemara asks, Minayim on the Sias Kapayim, where do we see the Sias Kapayim? So our answer, our Pasuk here in Parshas Noso, Kosa Rav Zvei Yisrael. Says the Gemara there in Yerushalmi, Ad Kan B'Shachas, the Musaf, how do we know? That's Shachris once a day. Okay, it's a duch in the morning. How do you know Musa? So it says, Vayi, quotes that Pasuk in Shmini. Vayi, Sarin, and Sarin, and Sarin. Okay. Amikra, Zer, Mesuris. That Pasuk is out of order. Alo, alo, tzok, loma, ela, vayer, and ma'asos, achat, as well, ala, shom, vachaka, vayi, tarin, zada. Ala, malam, it should be rudos, so it's bad. I know, so it's kam, vorek, it's on. So the Pasuk seems to say, bless the people. Then he came down from offering the korbanos to say the way around. He came down first, then he blessed the people. But no, it means while he was coming down. Fine. Whatever it is, you see already that's talking beyond chakras. That's additional korbanos. That includes the musaf korban. Later on, it says, how do we know by Ne'ilo, Manayel, and Ne'ilo, Amr Levi, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak, Allah, pasuk says, well, they're printed in verse 13, so the haftar of Shabbos Chazon, Gam, Kisar, Busuda, and Eni Shomea. That's a negative pasuk, because the Baruch Hu says, there'll come a time where you'll daven and won't listen to you already. That's the pasuk, Shabbos. Chazon, the Shabbos for Tishabov, before Ischem Kapechem Alim and Ischem Gam, Kisarbutse and Ischemeah. I won't listen to you, but from that we derive, Mikan, Shekola, Marv, Mithila, Nen. So if I can't, you should pray. That may relate to Bruce Karnim, because that's
the
probably
that.
Yeah. Right. We don't do it anymore. There's a truth from the Beer Sheva.
The other
direction, correct. Anyway. So that's the Sugi of Yerushalmi and Tainus. The Korban Eder, the 14th, explains how do we know Musa, source 14, Musa Minayan, again, it's a Tainus character, Musa Minayan, Shanusin, Kapayan, Afal Pishanusin, Mishachus. The question of Yerushalmi was, how do you know that you're doing another time after having done it? It's once a day, you're done already. So you have the Pasuk, and the teachers will go down to the third one there. Elalame, Shalom, Nasa, Kalashi, Abushushi, Yarad, Masosa, Chatas. The Hain, Korbanus, Musa, those Korbanus. That are described in that pasuk in Parsha Shmini included the korban musaf. The Kamash Malan says the korban of Afal Pisha Nosa Kal Shachar is no such thing. It's still musaf. And again, how do we know in the Elam? So this is that was.
That's korbanos of Shachar.
Oh, good. Okay, correct. We're only going so far right, one step at a time. But then the drasha by the Elam is that. What about by the Elam, right? Because the Kabbalah anticipates your point. It was the Shachar Tfilah, some who can't even us with Tmidin. there's a connection with the other tefillos and the tamida. What about neila, which doesn't correspond to any of the others, doesn't correspond to any carbon either? That's gam kisar butzila. The carbon eider explains hainu la'achash nigzor hagzer v'garam. That was after Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry. He said, now you'll add extra tefillos, I won't answer. The implications up until that point, when you add extra tefillos, you would answer. Okay. The Primos explained the same way. You don't have to read the, we don't have to read the.
We proved that
from that pasuk, by the tefillos. Well, again, Yerushalmi makes it look like, Yerushalmi explains that it's by Shachris, by Musaf, and by Ne'ilah. But as you say, it only said by Karbah. Well, Neela, though, it says. But Neela, I know, but Neela, but Neela is a seal. Neela is not Karbah.
But even.
Okay, so one second. We'll get there. So, except for Neela. Yeah, correct. Okay? Now.
We'll
get to it. Okay, now. Well, correct. So far, we saw a connection between Birkat Chanan and Karbah. And also a special drasha by Neela. But let's leave Neela out of the picture. It only comes up by us once a year. We'll worry about that then. But for right now, you're right. Shachris and Musaf, we've seen that there's zuchah, but the connection with the karbanos.
That's the night issue.
Okay. Different issue. We're not brichas karma night. That's also not sugi v'ushami. Why not? But we don't. It has to do with avoda. There was no avoda relation. Make this night. Anyway, but there is a mission in Maseches Tamid, source number 16. Maseches Tamid. That's also in Tamid, Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. There aren't 33 pages in Maseches Tamid. Lama Gimel Beis is the last page in Maseches Tamid. That's because several Masechtas in the end of Kodshim are put together into one pagination. It starts with the Me'ila, right? I forgot already how many pages it reached. Tamid only has 8 blocks. Tamid is the shortest. Okay, so I don't see it. But anyway, for right now, again, Tamid is an 8 block Masechta. So it starts with Afrafei. Okay, because it's appended to the other Masechet in the end of Kodesh. But it happens to be the last off in Talmud. It's a very Zion Mishnah Beis. So it says in Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, the Mishnah says, the Talmud, as the name might suggest, describes the daily service in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in Kodesh. So it says, Bo'ov Amdu Amalas HaUlam. They would come down to the steps near the Ulam, the hall in the Mikdash. Amdu Rishon Udarm Achem HaKohanim. Certain Kohanim stood in different places. They held different things in their hand. Anyway, and one of the things they would say is, "Well, Baruch Hu Am Bracha Achas." They would say this one bracha. Hashem Medina almost a Shalosh Brachos Mikdash Bracha Achas. It's a slightly different presentation, but it was basically a reference to Birkas Kohanim. As Rashi says, "Bov Amdu Romei Zelak Kohanim Shakar Belishas Hagazis VaAcharkach Asu Navodas Mash Asu." And Acharkach even describes the whole seder, make it clear for our purposes again. That Birchas Kohanim is associated with what? With Karbonos, with the daily Karbonos. Same idea. Similar, yeah.
Okay.
What's the order?
Of
all these in the time.
Which is strange, though, because they don't happen
like everything. Right.
Now, the Karbonos for Hashem, right?
Yeah. Because Kohanim for us, yeah.
Right.
Well, but so it could be.
The different ways.
Okay, well, maybe that's the idea. It's almost like a dialogue, maybe. Now, the Rambam Paskin, the Hilchot Tzmidin, and Musafin, Paragwala, Lachay, source 8. The Achar Shemalin, that's Ivarim, after they put the limbs of the carbon on the Mizbeh, Maschilin Elu Shal Milos Ulam, Uvarchin Birchot Kahanim, Racha Achas, the Shem Hamaforaj. They would use the actual Shem Hamaforaj. We think erroneously that the only time they use the Shem Hamaforaj is in Yom Kippur. That's the only time we make a fuss about it in the davening. But the Birchas Kohanim included the actual so-called tetragrammaton, you know, the real full name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shem HaForosh, every day when they benched Birchas Kohanim. So that's what the Rambam Paskins, the Birchas Kohanim, would recite it daily. When Achar Shaman is Eivorim, he says, Kamo Shabiyar Nubim Koma, as I explained elsewhere. Here's the elsewhere, verse 19. Hilchos Tzil Unasiz Kapayim. That's it. I'm talking to you. Dalot Halachotet. Ketzad Birchas Kohanim Mikdash. What was the procedure of Kohanim Mikdash? Hakonim Olam LaDuchan, there's that word Duchan. The Kohanim would go up to the Duchan. Achar Shi Ashlima Akar Avodas Tamid Shul Shachar. At the end of the state of the Avodas Tamid Shul Shachar. Umadbiyin Yedeim Lamala Gabi Rashayim, that's Pasayim Pshutos. They would raise their hands over their heads, and their hands would be, their fingers would be spread out, and so on. Kutzmi Kongoro, he couldn't raise his hand because he had the tzitz, which had Hashem's name. Right. Right, I say, yeah. Talking about those around the Ravid, the Ravid's Talmud, but not for now. Anyway,
well, go
Somebody would lead, you know, like we knew. The Chazans would say Recha, called the Makrin. They would say Recha, Mila, Mila. Kederek Shosh would move, just like we do. Achi Ashlimu Shosh Psukim. Just until they finish these three Psukim. The Eina Am Omen Achar Kol Pasuk. They would not, the people would not answer like we do Amen after each from the three Psukim. But that's not how it was done in the Mikdash. Ela Osin Osin Mikdash Bracha Achaz. And the Mikdash was done as one long Bracha. Tosus points out Brachas Yudalek Mebeis. It was in the 20. You don't ask for Brachas Kanim. Sorry, lo, I only look at Ela Al Achar HaTorah Seimur. Tosus explains that they would do not get up to the Duchan to Duchan from Brachas Kanim until after the offering of Seimur and the innards of the animal that's being put on his bath. The Meiri outlines is also there in Brachas of Yudalek Mebeis. After they put all the limbs on the ramp of the Mizbeach, and they salted them, and they would go in, those Kohanim were, they would go to Shema, and it would daven, and the Hayah HaMamuna, the chief, you know, the MC, so to speak, there, the Ratzon Skana, they would say one of the brachas before Kriyashma, not the other. That's not our topic now. And they'd say various other things, and then they look on the fourth line by Achrein, Hayu Brachim, Kimmel Brachas, Epsiyatsiv, and Ubirchas Kono, Pirish Avoda, Birchas Ritzei. Listen to this. They would say the bracha of Ritzei, the Ritzei that we have in the Shema Esrei, Ritzei Hashem al-Kerem Chesolim Tzimotam. Nispalel al-Ritzui Avodasa. Ritzui means the acceptance of their Avoda. Like it says by Karbonos, by Menirza, Allah lechap v'nitzal Allah lechap v'nitzal Allah lechap. The very first time Karbonos are mentioned in the Chumash, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it says the nitzalo. It's at the end of the Seder, the last stage of the Seder, it's called nitzal. Hashem should be accepted. Okay. Now he did add the Meiri adds, but they don't say the exact same text that we say that we say. The Hashem because our text includes the Hashem v'savoda l'verisicha. Please restore the avoda. Well, they're not going to say restore the avoda. They were there. All right. Elas from his following ritual, and also the end of the prophet would not be Hamachzis Shchinas Tzion, because Hashem should restore his Shchina to Tzion. They were there. Well, that was slightly different. That should also be for the another different prophet. The Chosin Brachat Hashem Hamekabel Avodas Amri Soberot, and a Birchas Kohen, Pirush of Birchas Kohen Mamish Levarachet Am. Okay, fine. That's what they would say every single day. The Rambam in Perek Yudalid of again the same place, Perek Yudalid of Asum and Sistapayim, Allah Yudal 22. The Rambam writes, the Mikdash. Before I get to that 22. So Adkan, it's clear that the Birchas Kohanim was associated with the Avoda, with the service, with the morning sacrifice. When it was again, some Rishonim said it was before they put this down, after they put that down, whatever it was part of the process. Of the Avoda.
Right.
How many times?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Now, Memela, we can now ask the question, but that was all talking about Shachar. So would they talk to Duchen in the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos by Musaf also? So the Rambam seems to hold not so. The Rambam, Hirkot Shilas, his contact, Yedal, Halach Yedal, 22. The Mikdash Mivarchen Rechaz Konim Pam Achaz Bayom Achaz Tomichel Shachar. The Rambam seems to say that in the Mikdash they would duchen once a day. Okay? And the
mission time is
Abu Medina, right? Abu Medina, Rambam continues. Abu Medina, Mevarchen Osa Achar Kol Fila Chutz V'Mincha Kol Shomai. Okay? So that's an interesting distinction. The Kesef Mishnah 23 points out. Why does Rambam say that? It says, take a look in my second Talmud, Parag Zion. That's after you looked at four. Lam Yom Beis. Tanan, Sha'achar, Kovis Talmud, Sha'achar, Yom Malach, Ulam, Mevarchen, it never says more than that. You look in the Mishnah, it says the Kesef Mishnah. They say it says that they would do it after Shacharis, and it never says any other time. So the Rambam takes it literally and assumes only once a day, and that was it. Okay, later on became the Mishnah Tainis and Sanai Rishani. It later on became the practice to do it other times as well. Okay? Now, the Raga Chavagon, source number 24, on that Rambam, comment, I am Rishalmi, Perak Dal the Tainis, Mivur, the Gamba Mikdash and Rachel Gamba Masav. He says the simple reading of Shalmi, it's true what the Kesef Mishnah says, you look in the Mishnah's Amid, it only talking about the morning, Tamas HaShachar. But, the Ragatara points out, but the simple reading of the Mishnah's Tainis, of the Yerushalmi, rather, not the Mishnah, but the Yerushalmi, in Tainis, it looks like they're looking at the Muslim as well. He's just pointing that out. And indeed, there are Rishonim who hold like that, who seem to hold like that.
That's correct.
That's correct. Also, correct. That's not the first time the Rambam, well, here the Rambam goes like the Bible, actually. But all right, anyway. The Rav Yoch, in his commentary, the Masechet Tainis, look what's Tainis. It's Chayla Gimel, the Rav Yoch. It's in a tough Ayin Zion, 425.
Where is it?
The Rav Yoch, 25.
Where is your Tainis?
That's his, the Rav Yoch follows the word, it's called Masechet Tainis.
Oh, okay.
But it's says, we got to see him in Rishalmi, he quotes the Rishalmi. The whole Yerushalmi. Ad Kedem Rishachas, Muslim in Ayin. Right, we saw Yerushalmi inside. He quotes the whole Yerushalmi, it's said by Neil also. And he orders a rule, the Talmud of the Rav Yoch, in 26, Chelik Beis, Hilchos Nesis, Kapayim, Simon Tov, Yud, Gimel. 26, Omer Yerushalmi, quotes it also. Okay. Mentions this as well. It sounds like they thought they read Yerushalmi, they should be done with a Semiklus like that. At the end, the Arthur writes, Chosa Mori Rabbeinu, Alef Beizud, Avi, that's Elezer Beyol, that's Rav Yoch. Avi Ezri, because Avi was Alef Beisud Eliezer Ben Yoel. That was the Rav Yoel's name, Rav Eliezer Ben Yoel. So anyway, Avi Ezri, Anu Noagim Sholas Minchvelokin, we don't do it by Mincha, fine. Okay, but again, these Rishonim seem to be learning that, you know, it was other times in the Mikdash as well. Okay? Before we go on, I just want to go back, we skipped back to source number 9. You know, we asked, we're trying to demonstrate now that it was somehow connected to Tefillah. Okay? It was somehow connected to Tefillah. Well, in Yerushalmi, certainly it seems to be connected to other Karbonos, but at the very least, you know, the Rambam, I wanted to suggest, what I said before, is not necessarily arguing for Yerushalmi. The Rambam is saying that in the Mikdash, they only did what the Rambam himself said. We, again, we're back in source number, you've had it, the Rambam himself. Source 22. The Rambam himself says that in the Mikdash, they only did it from the sun. We do it other times. The Rambam,
well, we haven't seen anything connected to Avenue,
right, right. Except that except the Rambam said that although the origin was by Karbanos, and Yerushalmi 22 said you parked out of Chidalot. He said in the Mikdash they only duchen once a day, but we do it by the other tefillahs also. At least one of the tefillahs. Right. Say why or how? Correct. But I just want to point out, you know, the
all of a sudden after
they made a jump. Made a jump.
Right.
Correct. Okay. So before we get to the answer to that, just look back for a second at source 9. That's
the first 13 halachos
didn't say it. Correct. Now go back to source 9 for a second. That's the Shari Karban. You know, we have two. Well, there's one commentary. There's only one commentary that's on the entire Yerushalmi. That's the Tnei Moshe. The Tnei Moshe, I think Margolius was his name, was in the 1700s. He wrote a parish in the entire Yerushalmi. Other sections of Yerushalmi have different people on the other side of the page. The Tnei Moshe, Korban Eida is on many. Okay, the Korban Eida is on many. What was the other thing? Frankel? Yeah. Anyway, so the Korban Eida is on many Masechtim Shalom, many not. Like, I think not in Zoraim at all. Okay, and other people, the Shalom Cirilio and others. But anyway, so the Tehillah is only on the whole Yerushalmi. The problem, I don't say problem, one of the challenges of Yerushalmi, the issues with Girsas, the Tehillah Moshe bends over backwards to make the Yerushalmi and the Bavli match. A lot of times he's turning cartwheels to make it happen. But anyway, both the Tnei Moshe and the Korban Eida are Rashi-style commentaries, line by line. They also both wrote Tosa-style commentaries. When I say Tosa-style, I mean, it's a kash, how can you say this? They come over there. So the other way, you know, the analytical, the Tnei Moshe on a page called the Mari Afonim, okay, and the Shari Korban, I think, is the Tosa-style commentary from the Korban Eida. So the Shari Korban asks a simple question, you know, we've been talking about the Yerushalmi started. Let's remember, Yerushalmi said, "Lo matzano nesiyas kapayim below tefillah." Okay, that's how he started with his link to davening. Yerushalmi said it. Right? Yerushalmi in the beginning part all the time. Go back to number 9. Well, Yerushalmi is in number 6. Matzano tefillah below nesiyas kapayim. Lo matzano nesiyas kapayim below tefillah. We never explained why. Okay, but that was the given. The Shari Korban is 1 second. But where did we learn all this from to begin with? From Aaron, right? Where was the tefillah there? That's his kasher. The kasher, haksiv, I eat the aron, it's the other, but all my barachim. Behind the tefillah, like Rashi said, below, haish, hasham tefillah. the origin was good for karbanos, but it didn't say anything about tefillah, right? It says vayered nasos achatos etc., but it doesn't say it was davening. So you know, we didn't make that jump. You're saying these are the Yesh Lomar. The Tanya Tzar Kamar Viyur Rashi Benukla Viyotzu Vayetzu Vavorchav. That same section in Parsha Shmini. I think that's the Rashi you alluded to before. That same section in Parsha Shmini says right says that they did say a tefillah. Tefillah v'hinom Hashem alkeinu alein. That was a tefillah. He wrote some Shetash Shina, Shetish Shina Vati Adena. Behind the tefillah. Right, exactly. The next part. Second part.
But he
couldn't
say, he didn't say the tefillah.
Yes, that was a, that is a tefillah. He didn't say he wrote some. That's what they're going. He wrote the Shetish Shina. Doesn't say that there. Okay.
Yes.
Right, that's a tefillah. That's a tefillah. That's a tefillah. Anyway, so at least you have a mocker. At least you have a mocker that by Aaron there was a tefillah. But still, we haven't gotten to the point of how exactly he got to the side of this field. We've only proven that it's connected to Karbanos. Well, anyway, so the Kiryat Sefer from the Mabit on the Rambam, on that Rambam, so it's 27, Parak Yudal, Alok Yudal, he says, Mimikdash, Barachim, Birchim, Pamechim, Bayom, and so on and so forth. Okay, he worked, he explains the Yerushalmi, and he's bothered by the same problem we are. So he writes, V'nire, the fourth line of the last word, V'nire, the birchas kohen and b'musaf uvneila have midrabanan. The Rambam is right. Midoraisa, there was once a day in the Beis Hamikdash, and even b'gvulin, even elsewhere, it's only doraisa birchas kohen is only doraisa once a day. That which Yerushalmi said, we do it in musaf, we do neil at sukkim. Those sukkim are smachta. The nearer the birchas kohen and b'musaf uvneila have midrabanan. Ukroya smachta. Ulahach even mikdash lohav barche elav b'tamsel shachar. The album is combined the iron, the lava of the carbon chakras. The cool of carbon shahas, a chaz, a lot of the vado is a book, the low hip sick with animals, he's combined with the tons of chakra. He says the wholeness is combined even then with iron was also part of the morning program. So he said it's only the right, so the rest is the rabbana.
In Mikdash,
yes. Right, okay, correct. Now, it says Tosis and Sota, okay, Daflam and Chetman, Zilmas, Uxid, Kolam, 28. The law of Nesiyas Kapayim b'chol yom el avodah is tamid. Okay, Nesiyas Kapayim was every day during the avoda. The Tanani quotes the Mishnayos and tamid. At the very end, he says, "V'hu hadin b'musafer v'tamid shel ben arbayim." Sounds like Tosa may be saying it was doraisa by the other things also.
Okay,
huh? So it was part of the avoda's tamid. Anything which was a daily, as opposed to a private carbon or whatever, anything which was a requirement, some type of a carbon, you know, regular procedure. Last five words, last phrase.
I can say who I did, if you already said below half.
No, I said, okay, that's also part of the Tumid. Tumid shall be in our Bible, is also Tumid. No, it was only a part of the Avoda in the Mikdash, the regular daily, as opposed to a private carbon, or as opposed to something else.
Right.
Okay, now.
I think not.
Anyway, now the truth is that the again, it certainly does seem to be from the story of Aaron, you know, the Vayer Masos Achatas, so on and so forth, that is definitely linked to Karbanos. However, I just want to point out that Karen Ora notes there in Sotah Lamechet Aleph. Karen Ora notes that it's not 100% clear that that which Aaron did there in Parashat Shmini was Birchas Kohen. That's what Rashi said. Rashi and Chumash said. But the pasuk just says what? He blessed the Jewish people. So Rashi, right. Rashi says it was the three Pesukim Brichos Kohanim. And that left us with the question, so why didn't the Pasuk say what he said? So the way to all hear the Parshas Naso to introduce the Pesukim. So Ramban says, the Karnar points to Ramban. He says, the Yesh Nirchos, who knows it later, but who said that that's what Aaron did at that time? Who said? Rashi said. I mean, we're not discussing that. But the Karnar says, the Yesh Nirchos, the Aaron loved Brichos Kohanim, the Kohanim, the Ramban. Okay.
So
with all y'all feel the bracha
is
exactly.
Rather,
that's right. Those korbanos. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And all we learn from the Karen Ora from that pasuk by Aaron is that he blessed the people with his hands outstretched. That you can't change. It says by Yisro Kapov. But maybe he gave a general bracha. Who said it was the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim? Okay. Avolo Shai did Birchas Kohanim. That doesn't necessarily apply to the rest. Says the Karen Ora. He points to this one. I printed in source 30. Okay, Shmini Paraktes, Leikur Paraktes, Pesachov Beis, the Yitachim Lomar, Ki Aaron Paras Kavashman, Vuverchasam Kasher Osu Shlomo. You know, later on, when they dedicated the Beit HaMikdash, this is the Mishnah we're talking about, Shlomo said some of the whole tefillah. They don't even do Birchas Kohanim. Maybe that's what Aaron, he put his hands up also. Yes. Okay, when we realize this, the Torah version, it says something. So Vayisa, or something, because Vayama, Shlomo, Vayifros, Kapha, Shabbat. Right, it's the same thing here. Who said it was Birchas Kohanim? I mean, again, not who said, Rashi said, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. Okay, and he said, Ulfichach, lo, he's got a custom to your emotional aspect. That's why there in Shemini, to answer your question, doesn't say that he's the three psukim that's mentioned here. And I said it also, and he said this later. Okay, even though it was the same part there, but then he said this later. But dying, yes, from Shekacham, a bracha, Zushabach, Arasa, Me'atmo, Stumahi, the little pierce on our Kazumahi. But it never says what the bracha was. Okay, so anyway, you can't necessarily derive from there.
One slip chat, you know,
in effect, special event, special bracha, one time bracha. The Chassam Sofer in one of his tshuvas, like Alice in the Chof days, he assumes the other extreme. Okay, he assumes not only is it doraisa by the other karbanas, but he makes a jump to tefillah as well. Okay, chelik Alice in the Chof days, the Chassam see by Eid Ma'asos Achad to Dolah Shlamin, uvizeh yafin and zman nesis kapayim bechol pam shemakriven karban tibur tmidis kigon tamid umusul, which I think is what that Chassam Sofer was saying. But even if you were right, then maybe the Tosfos Sotos didn't mean that, but the Chacham Sofer says in the Purush. He says, Zman Nesis Kapayim Bechol Pam Shemakriven Karban Tzibur Tzmidis Kigon Tamir Musa. Okay? Umizeh Yalfin with Parak Beis in the Megillah, which we'll get to shortly. Birchas Konim Shat Tfila Acha Birchas Avot Nesim Ayem HaSachat Zayim Shom Nimse Bechol Tfilos Tzibur Shehem Bimkom Karban Tzibur Hu Mitzvah Seseh Doraisa. So Chassam Sofer is the first, I don't know, the first, but he makes a jump. He says, Tfilos, Tfilos, Mokum, Karbanos, we know that. We'll elaborate that in a moment. So if it's the rice and all these Tfilos and all these Karbanos, which he assumes like some Rishonim again, out of what we saw, other Rishonim disagree. But at least some Rishonim, as the Tosfos says, it looks like the Rav Yonah there. As the Rav say, okay, learning the Rishonim on simple face value. Chassam Sofer says it's the rice, and therefore he says, so to in Tfilos. Nimtza b'chol tefilos tibur shem mokum karban tibur mizrei v'arayis so it's a kapal b'var v'rocha and you say a brocha k'chol b'chata mitzvah b'lishom b'chol.
When he says mizrei yafin, what's the
zeh?
Mizrei yafin, what's the
zeh? From this connection to karbanah, so we've said this. Well, from the connection, we'll see it.
I mean,
now, I do want, it's a jump, no question. In fact, it's
no,
a real jump.
Where is he jumping from? He's jumping from the...
No, from the
Gemara? He's jumping from the Sukkot.
I think he's jumping from the Gemara's presentation of those psukim as the mucker. Now, just as a side point, the Sefer Emek Brach, they're on the paper. The Sefer Emek Brach is by Aryeh Zev Poweranchik, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav of Belmont of Ages, and his Sefer Emek Brach, in the entry in the Sias Kapayim, Oz Aleph, he raised an interesting question. He doesn't quote the Chassam Sofer, but he says, how in the world can anybody contend that saying Birchas Kohanim in the context of Tefillah is Doraisa. The tefillah itself is not Doraisa, you know, necessarily. Or more than, even the Rambam is only once a day. Right? So he says,
the Rambam is once a day, therefore the Mikdash is once a day.
Right, he quotes the Tosin, okay, that we mentioned, he quotes the Sugi and Tomin, and as he says, how could it be, you know, so he says, Shamatmi quote more Rebbe, go, I've been in the Bris, Shlita, that time, he said that the Rebbe said, the shame of his Mar, I've been Chaim Alevi, have to ask this question. Sovereign the tefillah and all the rabbanon. Those who hold tefillah and the rabbanon, eichis talking is this kapayim begulah deraisa, halek avoda. Right? If the tefillah is low, the afla sovereign tefillah and rabbanon, hainu daska chova tefillah. Even rice and the deraisa halek achiyur deshpala. Avol inyan at tefillah, avol deraisa lechul alma, v'mispala shaper mekayim mitzvah deraisa. Anyway, I don't know what that now, but I know. I just want to mention. Okay, now, correct. Now, okay, now. I do want to point out that other Achronim don't go as far as the Chassam Sofer does. 32, the Minchas Chinuch. And that mitzvah, Mitzvah Shim Ayin Ches, referred to earlier in Oz Aleph. He says the mitzvah to daven Tadukhan every day and so on and so forth. Anyway, he says, let's look at the last final table of time, but he says, Vashakasav Rav Mechaber, the Chayav Mahanu Drapana, the Chazal Tiknu Vecholatilas Alo Pashat. He said it's Pashat that the Tadukhaning, the Birchas Karim, what he's talking about there is what if a Kohen does Duchanin more than once? And what, you know, so, now, when they had, let's say, Eretz Yisrael now, Shabbos, they'll make the bracha both times. Right?
Right.
However, right, they make the bracha twice.
Right.
It's a chiddush. That's what he's talking about.
Right,
but I'm just saying that maybe it should be one mitzvah, but it's not. That's what I'm saying. We keep
it. Well, Adam took the bracket.
Right. What if you have the following case? What if I duch? What if I duch? Let's say the shulus of last week. Let's say I went to the vasikin minyan.
We have a coin.
Let's say I went to the vasikin minyan. I went to the vasikin 4:30. I duch. And then I duch in the at 6 o'clock in the morning, the early minyan. And then at 11:30, I came back to school to pick up my wife. And lo and behold, they're up to Brichas Kohanim. So I go up. I duch already Musaf. I don't do a second time. Anyway, I'm not saying why, but that's the question. Can you say a bracha? Is the right thing to say a bracha? Can you duch it more than once? Maybe she'll be like, if I did it once, I'm doing it.
Why should that be
That's been discussed. I'm just pointing out. That's the
Minchas.
Right. Anyway. But what I'm more interested in now is his conclusion. He says the chiyuv is gone for Rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah also, in the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Chaf Ches, if Allah, he asks for the Tzar over Hasev, Yaduahu, Masha Isav, Yushalmi, Parag, Allah, Panis, Lo, Motsan, Un, Nisiz, Kapan, Bo, Tzila, Halo, Zer, Bavad, Rai, Rak, Hakat, the Rabbanan. He also is going to Rabbanan. The Kavu, the Tzila. It's the Rabbanan who put it in Tzila. With the Raisa, Eino, Tolib, is a cloud. The Halatzvila Gubal are posting with Rabban, like we saw in the Mishkura. But the Mishnah Berurah here is saying that the whole institution of Tfila of Birchas Kohanim in Tfila is Rabbanan. Rabbanan is the one who put Duchening into Tfila. And now the question is why? Okay, in other words, we saw pretty clearly that Birchas Kohanim is connected to Karbanas, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it was the Rabbanan who also attached it to Tfila from there. What will be the reason? So, the Gemara Megillah, 34,
the Raisa at this point, the Raisa is only Birchas Kohanim with Korban.
Right, that's what it looks like.
There's no Chiyuv.
Right, that's what it looks like.
Right, so the Korban,
they put it into the field. Yeah.
They make still.
Correct, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. They're not the Allah. Now, where's it from? So that Mishnah Berurah, the Chassam Sofer, alluded to this Gemara Megillah, Yuchet Manal 34. Umar Ro, Loma, Birchas Kohanim, Achal, Dodd, Exist, I have a list of smachta that you put Birchas Kohanim after the bracha of Hodah. So the Gemara says, "Ain't we a kodesh avoda? Should we list with avoda? Should we link with ritzay?" No. So the Gemara concludes avoda and Hodah chata milsi. That's considered one thing. Hodah is also a form of avoda. So we do it. When do we have Birchas Kohanim? After motive, after the bracha of Hodah. That's what emerges in the Gemara Megillah Yuches Mod Aleph. But quoting what? The very same pasuk. So there's at least a notion that just as Birchas Kohanim was linked to Karbanas based on the approach of Aaron, the Gemara quotes it, putting Birchas Kohanim, for a reason, put Birchas Kohanim in Tefillah. So what's the reason behind that? So it's probably the same thing, okay, before I get to, that Tefillah is Mokum Karbanas. Okay, similarly, the Sugi and Sota, Lam Chesna Beis, 36, Amishu and Levi, Kol Kohen, Shem, all above all, the Shuvah and Ola. When does the Kohanim go up to Duchim? They go up by Ritzei, by the Baruch of Avoda. Right? If you didn't go up, then you shouldn't go up at all. Okay, as the Rashi says there, 37, the all over there. Call them, she signs, she's poor. Say, that's when they go up. Fine.
Why don't we say
why?
Okay,
Avodah. So one sec. But that's what the one in Megillah just said, but because Avoda and Hodah is Chadam Milsi. Avoda and Hodah is one of them. So Rashi says, well, that's what the Gemara says. They're quarter parts of Soveach Toda.
It means all the way from the day to adoption for
one unit, a certain sense. Now, that's the one we go, yeah. Now, what's the pshat, though? What's the logic behind it? So presumably the logic is, as we know from so many other cases, go quickly through this, 38. Pasuk in Hosea, Parak Yadal, Pasuk Gimel, we know from Shabbat Shuvah, right? Kechu imachem, the first part of the pasuk is more famous because of the song. Kechu imachem dvarim, yeshuvah l'Hashem. But at the end of the pasuk has that famous phrase, Unishalma, for him, that our lips take the place of the cows, of the animals brought for Karbanah. Says Rashi and Hosea, Yudal and Gimel, Nishama Parim, Shahoy, Long Lahakov, Necha, Nisham, Osamarit, and Nibes Hosea. Those Karbanahs that we're supposed to give will have their words and lips instead. And of course, the famous Sugim Brachas, Chachdav, and Mebez, Itmar, Tzvios, Avas Tiktum, Shoban Levi, Avas Tzvios, Kenegat, Freedom Tiktum, and the Gemara's conclusion is you're both right. So we don't have to spend a lot of time documenting that our tefillahs connect to karbanos. what our salvation presented, okay? Well, probably not. Specific. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't need to prove that Rashi either way. Anyway, what our salvation, this is the Sefer Shiura Harav on Yoni Tfila Ukriya Shema. This is a Sefer here that the OU put out. I was edited by Regenak with the Kamas Moshech. So in Simon Chof Beis, there's a whole Simon on the Indian Messias Kapayim with Tfila. So the Rav wanted, the Rav Salvation insisted that when the Gemara says there in Brachas, Asmechin Ravana Karvanas, it wasn't just that, well, the times for the Tfila match the time for the Karvanas. There's more than that. The Rav wanted to say that Tfila includes a Kiyum of Karban. By davening, there is a kiyum, there's a kiyum of Tfila, of course, but there's also a kiyum of Karbanas. And he illustrated several, I presented him not in the order that was presented in the Sefer, but he says, for example, we see a number of things where Tfila is parallel, where there's almost like a Karban aspect to Tfila. So, for example, the Sugin Erevin Tamach Dara Ala 42. Amar Rabba Barafuna Shosoy Al Yispalo Yispalo Tfila Tfila. Someone who drank a little bit shouldn't daven, but if he did, the davening counts. But Shikr, if he's drunk, Al Yispalo is not allowed to daven. The Yispalo Tfila Tfila. The Tfila is considered disgusting. Okay? And then the Gemara goes on, how do we tell the difference between he drank a little bit, he drank a lot? So basically, the Gemara says, would you stand, would you be, daven if you have melech? Right? Are you so drunk that you wouldn't stand before an important official, a dignitary, you know, if you, some people drink a little bit, but they can function normally, so it's better to wait, not to daven, but if you daven, it's okay. When you're a shikr and you're so drunk, you would never walk in front of an important, you wouldn't see your client or your managing partner, some of that,
sure,
like that, right? Well, that's a different discussion. That's a shikr. There are apostles like that. Hilchus Tfila, who is applying parental of Yudzayim, shikr al Yispalo, because you get a proper kavana. And again, he says, in Yispalo, Tfila, so to'eva. And the same thing in the Sohar, okay, or Chaim Sim Tzadi Tetz, they followed the same thing. He drank a little bit, I'm going to go late, so I'm not going to go through the comments of the Shabur here, but he says not only drinking wine, but it's also other things that make you drunk, it depends how much, and how long you have to wait, and stuff.
Well, that means
okay, but they
a lot of drink the least exchange,
wait. Right. Yeah, the round of business, round.
So there are a lot of things of which...
But here's the point. What I'm more interested in here is the idea of shikr. He calls it a to'eva, right? I take a look in Sukkot Mehei, that Mishnah Berurah, and say, Orach Chaim calls that a to'eva. V'havi ki'ilu oved avodas kochav. It's more than just a bad thing to daven when you're drunk. Your tefila, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, says the Gemara. Your tefila is a to'eva, and it's like avodah zarah. It's like you're serving something else, okay? What? So he says you wouldn't be able to stand listen to HaMelech. You wouldn't be able to present yourself to an important dignitary. You wouldn't see your client that way. You wouldn't see right. You wouldn't stand in front of the king or the president or someone, you know, somebody who's a nobleman or whatever the power would be. You smell. You can't stand straight. You know exactly. Now, anyway, Yeah, 45. Now, if you look at the famous pasuk in Mishlei. This concept of to'eva, of serving Hashem in a manner of to'eva, is something we find regarding karbanos. Pasuk says in Mishnah Perkaf Al Pasuk of Zayin, Zevach Rishayim to'eva. Okay, so the Rav said you see that the Gemara and hence the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch borrow the term to'eva, which is a term that relates to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's improper, which in Mishmur complains about is kochavet mamish. That's a karban term. So that's one of the points that the Rav wanted to stress, that tefillah, that's the karban aspect of tefillah. I mean, let's say a person is drunk, so you know, you wave a lulav, or you do some other mitzvah. I mean, we're not recommending it, but it's not called to'eva, right? It's not a good thing to do anything, but you know, when you're in that state. But with tefillah, not only is it not good, I'll use follow, but it's to'eva. The Rav said, why? That's because of the karban suggested. That's because of the karban aspect. Okay? Another din, which we all know, the Mishnah in Brachos says in 47, the Chof Ches on Beis in Brachos, the Mishnah says, Harirocho el Hamor, a guy was riding his donkey, driving his car, and it came time to daven, so he should get off the donkey and daven. Yehre b'yispala. Let's say he can't, so at least turn his face. Let's say he can't do that either. So Yechavet eslibo keneged beis kodesh HaKadosh, kodesh HaKadosh. He should have in mind that he's in the kodesh HaKadosh. And same thing, Hayom HaHalach Tzvina, a guy was on a boat, he was traveling somewhere, He doesn't know which way to face. So Yichav Nesli B'Kereged Beis Kod Shekhar Dalshim. That's the Mishnah Brachos Chav Ches Kodei. Okay? The Gemara on that Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, has the famous Gemara, right? Hayom B'Chutzlar, if you stay in the Chutzlar, you should direct your attention to Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim. When you're in Yerushalayim, towards the Makom Mikdash. If you're in the Mikdash,
face straight ahead.
There's some people by the coast, though, on Maravi, you see the tilt to the left. They tilt to the left, yeah. Yeah, they, well, some say that. Hold on. To the left. Yeah, if you ever go into the tunnels, the tunnel tours, you walk in, they eventually come to a place where they say it's bull opposite the Kodesh HaKadosh, what they think is. So many people, I admit to do it myself, tilt to the left, you know, when they say David the Kodesh. Anyway, that's that Mishnah. Okay, that's that Gemara Brachos Lamed Aleph, and that's brought the halacha. Okay, the Rambam says, what's that?
What did he say?
I don't know.
So the connected here is going to be because it's based.
Oh, so that's what the Rav wants to suggest. The Rama brings us the halacha. The Chassidus says, "Combine Parakei Halacha Aleph Shmolei Dvarim Tzach Mishpalei Zorba and Lasso Tzumeh." 8 things to be careful about the daven. Okay, one of them is Elohein Amida, and the second thing is Nochach Hamikdash. You have to face the Mikdash. And Halacha Gimel, he writes, Nochach Hamikdash Kaitzad. Halom Gechutzot Tzetzet said, "You face towards the Mikdash." He said that's a real din. The Rav thought the Rambam held that the Raisa. In this sefer, so this is edited by Rabbi Ganak in Englewood, he puts in a footnote here that when they built his shul in Englewood over here in Shomer Muna, so originally the design of the shul was that the Aron would be facing not Mizrach. And he said he spoke to the Rav about it, and the Rav said, no, you must. If he thinks the Chayyim did the Raisa.
Two shuls around here have that problem.
Right. they built it the other way. They listened to Rabbi Ganak. It is facing Mizrach. And why you? The old Bishnah doesn't face the Mizrach, and Rav Shechter said he thought that for that reason the most salvation very rarely David in that Bishnah. So David did, but he tilted the other direction, and that's how a lot of guys do that also. Rav Shechter was telling a lot of people, you know, that was a joke one time, you know, because some Rosh Hashim did not, they faced straight, and Rav Shechter tilted a little bit, and Rav Reichman turned all the way. They went to the Purim edition, they said there was a collision after the Shonesi. People come all different directions, they banged it. Okay, anyway. But be that as it may, he said it's a real din.
Huh? Which corner you stand in, it's a big shul here.
And this shul, right?
Down
right,
the way
right,
front
right,
left, and you have it okay.
Anyway, I'm not criticizing this. The Rav, the Chaim, they call it the Chaim, the Rav said, the Chaim thought it was a real din d'oraita. But anyway, what's the idea from it? They have all these sukkim in the Malachim.
It's big says and Sheikh
knows the shul, yes. Yeah. Anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, says in 53, I'm afraid that we don't want to go into it now, but Siman Tzadi, there's all Siman Tzadi Dalet, by the way. Or Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet. The Rambam is a Perek Hei Aleph Aleph and Gimel. Shohar Chor Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet Tzip Aleph. Says the same thing you have to face towards that place. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, that's why, if you're to the west of Eretz Yisrael, you face east. That's why the famous, always Mizrach. You know, there are always signs, Mizrach. What?
The
Mizrach. The Jews live in Europe. The Jews in the Arab countries didn't face Mizrach. They died. Jews in the Yemen and no, in Iraq, in these places.
South.
Yeah, it's right south.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah points out. We don't have to go through all those data. Now, suggested the Rav, what's this all about? Okay, you already anticipated. The Rav said, what's this all about? A patient. And because yes, Gavin, looking, that's where she was going, but the Rav said, it goes further. It says, this is because, so to speak, of the, if you will, the carbon aspect of Tila. It's more than just a nice thing, you should face that direction. It's because of the carbon aspect. Okay? Now, the Rambam seems to stress it elsewhere in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Okay? He says, you can daven many times a day. But he says, V'yesh nispal in Plum and Harvey. People daven extra times in their private tefillahs. But v'hakol yiyu mispal in nochach hamikdash. Let me just finish up because it's late. I want to finish up a few more things quickly. Another writer brought something else interesting. You know, the Mishnah says in the Gila Chav Dalmavay, Kohen Sheyesh B'Yadav Mumin Lo Yisus Kapov. The Kohen has on his hand some type of burns or scars or discoloration, skin ailments, whatever, it's noticeable. Shouldn't do it. That guy, Rabbi Judah says, the guy works with paints or colors, you got all kinds of unusual things there. Why? Because the people look at it. the sack frequency is
there. Yeah, that was over there.
Okay, now. Oh, 1 second. So Rashi there says, what's the reason? Chazal and Beis and Megillah, 56, calling Shiesh for the moment, to be shown Mistakli, because it distracts people. They're going to look at his hand. Ba'amina b'vasechus chagiga, Mistakli b'kohanim, shasos b'kafem, in of chaos, to be shah shechina, shah advance. We have a tradition that the shechina rests on the kohanim's hands when they bless the people. So you're not supposed to gaze at the kohanim. That's the mission. And this, if you have strange looking hands, that's going to attract everybody to look at the hands. So our practice, the Kohanim put the talis over the hands anyhow. Okay, many people put the talis. Right. So now, but anyway, originally, this is the original thing. Okay, that's how Rashi says. And the Gemara goes on again, I don't have time to read it. There's more there in the Gilu Chaptah Amabez, 57, describes what type of woman we're talking about, different types of discolorations, and it makes a difference if you know of any, or everybody in the town, there's a lot of blacksmiths in town, so it's not so striking. This guy's black hands, so that's okay, because it's not going to cause people to look. So it depends on each place. That's how the sugya works it out. Now, the sugya in Chagiga, with Rashi there in Megillah Chavdal, was talking about 59, Chagiga Tezanim and Aleph. Darsh was liberal now, Mechnoni, Rabbi Nachmoni, the Turban, the Shlapish, Kol Mistakil, the Shlosh Adorim, Ain of Chaos. When we were kids, we were told, we look at the Quran and you go blind. Okay, it's not exactly, but there's the Gemara. Gemara says something happens to this, whatever it is. And one of them is, but the Gemara seems to conclude that was only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing that they would actually do it to shame on the forest. That's the Gemara's conclusion is. Based on that, Tosus there in Chagiga, Tessan al-Dil Masa B'Kohanim, says, why does Rashi then, in Megillah, Tosus in Chagiga, Tessan al-Ef, why did that Rashi Megillah say that the reason why the Kohanim can't duchen with dirty or scarred or burnt, whatever his hand, because the people will look and gaze at the Shechina, that was only Bizman Shemikdash Chaim anyway, the Gemara concludes. That was not, it's not nowadays, right? That's Hamistak al-Kohanim, the Gemara says, Bizman Shemikdash Hamikdash Chaim. Well, the Mishnah seems to be calling Shiesh for the Moonlight a couple of period, even nowadays. That's a simple reason. The simple Mishnah is talking about now. But anyway, the Tosus gives another Rashi answer. The Tosus gives another Tarot. So, good. So then why Taka can't what's the matter with the coin Balmum with on his hands? There's no problem looking anyways.
Right.
The answer is no. The problem is not the gazing at the Shechina. The problem is going to distract people's attention from Birchas Kohanim. It's like a Hesech Hadas. Okay, that's what he says. Oh, so he says, that's the Nero LaForest, the Afgul and Mitzvah Mishum Hesech Hadas. Okay, Behochis Yushalmi. He calls Yushalmi that printed in 62, also in that same section of Pinus, Berg Dalal Chala. Omer Biosi, Zos, Omer, Shosu, Taka, Bukhan, Mishan, Shay, and Barkin. Omer Chaga, Kum, Omer, and Mishan, Hosna, Hesni Hadas. Moshe, he says, it's not a respect. Rabbi, sometimes. When one of the Tanoim or Amorim spoke to another, they called him Moshe. It's Moshe, really. He's like the rabbi. Moshe. Donna is talking about, so I can look without the Yiftah. Now, but the Rav asks, what is this? This is the Hesech Hadas. I mean, oh, Shasos of my Kavana. What is this Hesech Hadas business? I mean, it's always good to have Kavana. But, you know, we say that, you know, the guy with the scarred hand better not wave his lulav in public because, you know, it's distract people. I mean, what's the emphasis on Hesech Hadas? The answer has to do with Kavana. Again, as the Rav said, that has its roots in Karbanas. It has the roots in the Tefillah aspect, in the carbon aspect of Tefillah. Okay? The Rambam in the Tefillah says, we'll finish up, Tarek Tazam Alach Ha'alef. Right? Shisha Dram Monin says, come on, Halosh and Ha'mumin. And it says what the Mumin are. And all these things appear in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Kuf Chav Ches, Kif Mamet, Bulamet Beis. Again, I'm not going to read through all now. This goes to all the different types of Mumin. But again, it all has to do with Hesech Hadas, okay? And you look in the Rambam in 67, it's important, per Gildal Allah Hazayin, Kishiyu Akon Mevorchas Am Lo Yabitu Ba'am Lo Yasichu Daitan, Ela Yu Einen Kineged Ha'oret Ka'omei B'tfila, the Ein other Rishai Listakul of Ne'akonim, B'shoah Shein Rochas Am Kidei Shalo Yasichu Daitan, like those. Not because he's gazing at the Shina. Okay, so again, the Rambam insisted, it's Kishiyu Hesech Hadas. Some say like that. We spoke about that once, not now. But and this concept of Kavana, of course, is pivotal. The Rambam has it in 68 and compared to Halach Ha'alot. One of them is not Ketzili. You mentioned before. There are five things. One of them is Kavana Palev. And Kavana and Tzila means you're Omid Lista HaMelech. This is all similar to in the sense of Kavana. So the Rav's emphasis here is a what? Is that there's a carbon aspect of Tzila. Where does Birchas Kohanim fit in? To the carbon aspect of tefillah. All the riyas we had, it was, you kept asking the whole shiur, so how do we jump from Birkas Kohanim from Kavanah to Tefillah? Now, according to what we see, it's not time to jump. It's right. But it's the dafka, the carbon aspect of Tefillah relates to Birkas Kohanim. Here's the sort of the punchline. But more than that, the Rav points out a fascinating thing, which I have to admit, I heard this a long time ago. When I first heard it, it's like, when do you think you're from the Rav? You know, it's like, oh, so obvious. How did I not think about it before? But he said, you only think about it, I'll open the city, we'll finish up. You know, there are two brachas in the Shemona Esrei, which are very, very similar. Shema Koleinu and Ritzei.
Right.
They both seem to say, if we think about it, the exact same thing. Okay, let's accept the tefillah. So I hear the words, Shema Koleinu, Shema Koleinu. V'kabel v'racham v'rotzon tefillah say. Good. The very next bracha, Ritzei, what do we say? U'tfilaso v'ahavos v'kabel v'rotzon. It's all the same words. Why should we have two brachas in Shemona Esrei, which both basically say the same thing? Yes, there are differences. You know, huh? So the Rav suggested that Shema Koleinu, you know, so the Rav said the Shema, other day, it could be. So tell me to the Rav, yeah. So when I first heard it years ago, Shema Koleinu is a request on the Tefillah aspect of Tefillah, right? Tabla Rav is Kael Shomea Tefillah Sachar Mosa. Ritzei, which the Lashon of Ritzu is by Karbanos, that they should accept also what the Avodah, the carbon aspect of Tefillah. The carbon aspect of Tefillah. And then the Rav said, that's why, even though the Kohan and Tachet don't duk until after Modim, they go up, and why should they go up then? Why not go up right when they're about to duk? Why don't they go up earlier? The answer is it's the Avoda. Right. It's the connected the Avoda aspect of Karbanos. The carbon aspect. Why is Birchas Kohanim connected to Tefillah? That was our original question this year. The answer is because Birchas Kohanim is connected to Karbanos, and it's connected dafka to the carbon aspect of Tefillah. That's what the Rav suggested. Whichever they're good in Shabbos.
This line will answer questions.